Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell, or taste, or touch. A prison for your mind.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Monday. You have tuned in to Leo Love Affairs Queens Radio on Anchor. This is Luna. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. You're all ready for the work week. I received a very interesting email this morning, and I want to share it with you guys. U.S. regulators allow genetically modified cotton as human food source. From Washington, U.S. regulators on Friday gave the green light for genetically modified cotton to be used for human consumption, paving the way for a protein-packed new food source, edible cotton seed. That tastes a bit like chickpeas. Its developers say it could help tackle global malnutrition. The Food and Drug Administration decision on the cotton plant developed by Texas A&M University scientists means it is allowed as food for people and all types of animals. They hope to have this plant commercially available within about 5 years. They said they will also explore seeking regulatory approval in other countries, starting with Mexico. And they said they are fully aware of the resistance to GMOs in many countries, but they remain hopeful that countries who are desperate for food will adopt this technology. Now, cotton is grown in more than 80 countries. Its fiber is used for textiles, and cottonseed is currently used, among other purposes, to feed animals, such as cattle and sheep, that have multiple stomach chambers. Now, ordinarily, cottonseed is unfit for humans and many animals to eat because it contains high levels of gossypol, a toxic chemical. But their team, so-called, has used something called RNAi. Or RNA interference. This technology silences the gene, virtually eliminating gossypol from the cottonseed. Gossypol was left at natural levels in the rest of the plant because it guards against insects and diseases. Now, with adoption of this technology, cotton becomes a dual-purpose crop. It requires no additional effort on the part of farmers or inputs on land for cultivation. So it will make cotton farming more sustainable. The genetic modification does not affect the plant's fiber for use in textiles. Now, last year, the U.S. Agriculture Department lifted the regulatory prohibition on cultivation by farmers of the modified cotton plant ahead of the FDA decision on human consumption. Cottonseed can be used in many ways. They will continue to crush it to extract oil, which is usable for cooking. However, now the leftover meal with its high protein content can be used as a protein supplement in tortillas, bread, and baked goods. The seed kernels can be roasted and eaten as snacks or as a peanut butter type of spread or in protein bars. They say it tastes kind of like chickpeas. Imagine hummus with no other ingredients. I don't eat hummus, so I can't, you know. Now, many of the world's cotton-producing countries, particularly in Asia and Africa, have populations that face malnutrition that could be addressed with this new plant. They say there is approximately 10.8 trillion grams of protein locked up in the annual global output of cottonseed. This is enough to meet the basic protein requirements for over 500 million people at a rate of 50 grams of protein per person per day. The new cottonseed may also have commercial use as feed for poultry, pigs, and farm aquatic species like fish and shrimp. Isn't that something? Technology. This was reported by a Will Dunham. No copyright infringement intended. I'm just sharing the message. Thanks for tuning in to Leo Love Affairs Queens Radio on Anchor. This has been Luna. Have a wonderful week, guys.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.